Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges, and today is Friday, the day we pray and reflect about our topic for the week. This week we've been talking about pioneer practices as part of our larger series called Pioneer Story. We're trying to see what kind of things the first Christians, the first church, did when they got together. And we saw the four things this week: apostles' teaching and fellowship, the breaking of the bread, the prayers and worship, and common life together. We're going to take some time to pray about those things. If you've never prayed before, don't fear. It's talking to God, and you can do that quietly in your thoughts, or you can do it aloud with words, whatever you're comfortable with. I will suggest some topics to pray for using our structure that we use of starting with adoration, confession, thanksgiving, and supplication. All that means is we are going to address our prayer to a God who matters, say sorry, say thanks, and ask for something. I'll guide you through that, make some suggestions, and you can use the quiet time between those topics to pray yourself. We'll start, though, with a moment of quiet reflection, just to focus our thoughts on God. Well, in adoration, we start by addressing our prayer to the God who knows us best and who has given us a mission, not just any mission, but His mission. God is a missionary God who wants to reach all the people He's created and know them personally and love them and be loved by them. He's given us that mission to extend His love into this world, to help draw people to Him. That's an incredible gift. That's the God we pray to today. Well, next we take some time to confess that we have at times lost sight of God's vision and mission for us as individuals and as a gathered community called the church. We forget our reason for existing. We turn inwards and focus on our own needs rather than the needs of others and so on. And so let's confess all the ways we have ever missed out on God's big plan and big mission for us and for His community of followers in this world. Well, now let's give thanks that God gives us practices to help us remember and see our vision, our mission for this world. He gives us practices like apostles' teaching and fellowship, the Bible that actually gives us a definitive source for that. He gives us the breaking of bread to remind us what Jesus did in having His body and blood broken and shed for us. He gives us open lines of communication in prayer and worship. And He gives us a way to live out and practice what it means to follow Him and His teachings through common life together with other Christians. Let's give thanks that He gives us those reminders and ways to practice and live out what we claim to believe. And finally, in supplication, we ask something, and so we'll ask God to help us actually engage in and live these out. Help us to do that as individuals and as groups. It's not always easy to do in our world, but let's pray for God's help in doing that, for His Holy Spirit. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thanks for joining us this week. It's been a great week. I'll see you next week as we carry on our series, Pioneer Story. Bye for now.